Okay, it's totally gangsta marketing. I don't know if you heard about this, but Amazon has this brand new data collecting trick up its sleeve. Now, whenever you buy something at any other store other than Amazon.com, here's what you can do. Scan your receipts using the Amazon Alexa app, and then guess what? In return, you're going to get an Amazon gift card. That's right. Yes, Amazon, they're always looking out for us. All right, really, seriously. Now they know everything that you buy everywhere, and they know what they can source and sell cheaper on Amazon.com and then kill even more of its competition. I mean, so much for privacy. We have Google. They say, we really value your privacy. Over at Apple, they say, we securely encrypt everything on all your devices. At Amazon, they literally give you an ad for something that you just dreamt about. Honest to goodness. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the transference of just pure intellect that happens week after week on this. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source, of course. It's called The Kim Komando Show because I'm America's beloved digital pro, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a webcast or as a podcast 24/7 over at getkim.com. Commercial free, by the way. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital. That's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And if we roll back the clock to January 2018, Warren Buffett said, this is his quote, "In terms of cryptocurrencies, I can say with almost certainty that they will all come to a bad ending." Yes. He also called cryptocurrency just a month or so ago rat poison. Yes. The best investment advice is always to stay calm, keep the course, don't panic. That's not the way it is now. The Spectator is a highly respected British weekly. It's the oldest magazine in the world, and it has just been sounding the crypto alarm. CNBC has something called the Crypto Experiments Unraveling. And here's what's going on. With Bitcoin, it hit an all-time high just last November, and it dropped below 26,000 on Thursday this past week, hitting its lowest level in 16 months. Now, there's something called Terra USD. It's also known as UST. They call it like a stable coin because it's supposed to maintain this one-to-one lock with the US dollar. Well, from the $1 value, supposedly, it plunged down to 26 cents. It gets worse. Later in the week, UST's sister crypto called Luna collapsed, losing 98% of its value. I mean, you know, when you have cryptocurrency, it's not like it's insured by the FDIC, folks. No, you lose the money when it goes down. Ethereum plunged 20% in just 24 hours. I could go on, but just suffice to say that more than $200 billion was raised from the crypto market as a whole in just a single day. So you know what's happening over at Reddit? Oh, this is so interesting. You know, of course, they have all these cryptocurrency forums, is that people are really having really mental health issues. And there are now support hotlines being posted over on Reddit. Then there's Coinbase. Now, this is a company that you can use to buy, sell, and trade digital currency. It lost almost $500 million, or about 20% of its customers in 3 months. But hidden there in the report was this warning. Okay, should Coinbase declare bankruptcy, depositors could lose everything. So if you have money in Coinbase, I'm just telling you, you know, self-currency, self-control, it's the best thing that you do. So what you want to do is get your money out of Coinbase, like I did, and put it in something like MetaMask, which is a wallet that you can trust. And somewhere Warren Buffett is saying, told you, rat poison. All right, let's move on to Netflix. Netflix isn't going to chill. You know, we keep hearing about details surrounding Netflix's very bad quarter, and they lost 200,000 customers. The stock took a dump. Now, before that announcement, Netflix has already raised prices, and they were also testing a way to crack down on password sharing users by tracking it all by IP addresses to the subscriber. So if you want to keep sharing your password, you can do that, but it's going to cost you a little bit extra every month. Okay, there was no real release date until now. And speaking of Netflix, they actually sent a memo out to all their employees. I don't know if you heard about this, that said, listen, if you don't like our politics, you don't like our policies, you don't like our programming, get out. We don't need you here. The New York Times is reporting that Netflix is accelerating its schedule and that the crackdown could begin across all accounts by the end of this year. And then there's also going to be a cheaper ad-supported tier expected to debut kind of like what the other big streamers offer, that you can pay more to not see ads, but if you don't want to see ads, you're going to have to pay a little bit less. Meanwhile, while Netflix is hurting, listen to what's happening over at Disney Plus. It's seen a 33% increase in just 1 year of subscribers. 8 million people signed up over the past three months, bringing the number of subscribers to 138 million. Think about that. Disney, 138 million subscribers. What I wouldn't do for that over inside the Commando community. So if you feel sorry for me, sign up now at commando.com/community. One survey found that Americans were subscribing to more streaming services year over year, and they plan to even add more services, except, of course, for Netflix. A third on the list of news that I needed to share with you was that a piece of history has died in a ransomware attack. Okay. It's unbelievable, but a college actually went under because of ransomware. I'm talking about this small college, Lincoln College in Lincoln, Illinois. And it was founded back in 1865, the same year that the Civil War came to an end. And of course, it offered all kinds of degrees, and COVID came. Students were online. And then back in December, they got hit by this massive ransomware attack. It just took down the whole thing inside the entire university. I'm talking about networks and student records and payroll, grades, fundraising. Everything just went to a ransomware attack. Apparently, they couldn't afford the ransom, and they didn't want to give them the files back. So the college actually had to close its doors. So if you are not prepared for a ransom attack in your business, you ought to be talking to your IT folks like right now. Number four, keep your hands on the wheel. Just about every major automaker is either released or they're thinking about some kind of ADAS. Yes, does anybody want to care to guess what the ADAS is in computer lingo? We always have all these acronyms. You ready? Advanced Driving Assistance System. Yes, I knew you knew that. It's in the Tesla Autopilot and Ford's Blue Cruise system. But even after years of developing it, turns out that AAA says it's not ready for prime time in their tests. They had three ADS-equipped vehicles, a Hyundai Santa Fe with Highway Driving Assist, a Subaru Forester with a system called EyeSight, and a Tesla Model 3 with Autopilot. Put them all on the road, 15 different tests. Would they actually crash into a car? Would they hit somebody on a bike? Were they able to slow down? Well, they did pretty good about what's seeing in its own lane, but things went downhill from there. According to AAA, all three collided with a test car and a bike during the test. And when a car is approaching a vehicle head-on, or when a bike crosses right in front, AAA called the results inconsistent. Inconsistent with crashes is really bad. It happened to all 15 tests involving all three cars, the Hyundai, the Subaru, and the Tesla. And all the while, manufacturers are testing vehicles without steering wheels. I'm just not sure how you would actually feel comfortable in a car without a steering wheel. But I guess it's pretty straightforward. Number five, secure your selfies. It's all over Facebook. I heard that it got downloaded, I don't know, like 10 million times. If you're going through any type of social media, you may have noticed that folks are updating their profile pics, what appears to be a very good artistic painting of themselves. It's a new trendy app for iPhones and Android called New Profile Pic Picture Editor. It's skyrocketed, as I mentioned. You can choose from different styles, like cartoon portraits, paintings, and then artificial goes in and just beautifies you. You look so good. Creates a new image, you download it, and then you share it with everybody and say, wow, look at my new profile pic. Don't I look so great? You might remember 3 years ago, there was something called FaceApp that topped the charts. And then it was found out that, hey, all this data was being sent back to Russia. Yes. So now there's rumors all going around about this new one, the profile pic picture editor. And they say that they're based in the British Virgin Islands, although the company once was headquartered at an apartment in Moscow, Russia, where the app's domain was first registered. Now, the developer says, you can trust them, that the photos are uploaded anonymously to a service, not stored. But remember, it's free, and anytime anything is free, you're the product, right? So, of course, all of this data is being collected about you. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's something for the teenagers, but if you're, you know, over 25, I would really sit there and say, you know, do you really need to waste your time and do this? Because remember, the app was registered in Russia, and I know that Snopes and other people says, hey, it's fine, don't worry about it. But I'm all for making yourself look beautiful online, but I also want to make sure that you guys and gals also maintain whatever semblance of privacy that you have left. So to be on the safe side, don't upload any sensitive photos like, you know, say selfies that you've taken in the shower. That just leads to selfie steam issues. That was so funny. All right, coming up in just a few moments, you're going to love this. You're going to be taking a road trip this summer or anytime soon. There is a hidden little setting that you probably passed over. You're like, I didn't even know it was there. Is that you can find out what the traffic's going to be like if you leave at 10 a.m., 9 a.m., or even 2 p.m. on whatever route that you're going. It's really handy. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that you can always send me an email, and I read every single one at the website. That's komando.com. And in the right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And guess what, smarty pants? So that's where the magic happens. And coming up in our DIY security tip and our privacy tip, we're going to tell you how you can actually erase yourself from the internet. Can I really get rid of every single thing? And how about we start this hour with beautiful Gretchen in San Antonio, Texas. Hi there, Gretchen.
Hi. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You betcha. So what's going on in San Antonio that I can help out with?
Yes. So I just started back to grad school, and I need to purchase a computer. And everything I've read has talked about using a Mac would be a better choice for something that's going to last through my entire program. And but I've never purchased a Mac. I have an iPad and I have an iPhone, but I've never had a Mac. And I've looked on Apple.com, and I know if I go into the Apple store, they're probably going to try and upsell me, which I don't blame them. But at the same time, I want to get something. I'm sorry?
I said, yeah, exactly. I mean, they will. You know, but that's always the – I mean, I'm sure you've noticed this with your iPhone and your iPad, is that it's always like, okay, this is $399, but if I just spend $100 more – okay, I'm going to get more memory. Okay, yes. Even though you'll never use it, but it's like, okay, yes, of course I want that better model. Why would I not, right?
Right, right, exactly. So, I mean, I had been looking at the MacBook Pro, and then, you know, you can easily spend
two,
you know, yeah, you can spend a lot of money. And I can, yeah. I have the money set aside, but I want to, you know, I there's no reason for me to overspend on something that it's not going to be useful for me.
So what are you studying?
So I'm getting my nurse practitioner.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Congratulations. My
Thank
niece
you.
Is a nurse practitioner.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She loves it. She got her NP over at Purdue.
Oh,
and I was just
wonderful.
I was just talking to her yesterday, and she's going to go back. She's going to get her doctorate in NP.
Yes.
And
well, I'm in my doctorate.
Are you? That's awesome. Well, congratulations. She wants to go into pediatrics. How about you? You want to focus on anything?
I currently work in oncology, so I probably would lean towards staying in oncology.
That's awesome.
You know,
we need more people in oncology. We have to kick cancer in the butt and out the door.
Yes. If we could find a way to get rid of it, I'll find another specialty. That's fine.
Yeah, I know. But it's, you know, you're a saint. I mean, I went through the cancer journey with my mom, and that was it was pretty rough. But anyway, we're not going to go there because then I'll start crying. Here nor there. If you're looking for a really good MacBook that's going to last you and it's not going to be $2,500 like the 16-inch MacBook Pro, okay, or $2,000 like the 14-inch MacBook Pro, is that if you're just and I don't mean just like nurse practitioner, like just like it's not good. I'm just saying that it's not intensive, like you're going to be going into film school or anything.
Exactly.
Is that a MacBook Air is a really good way to get into it, and you're going to love it because it's $1,000. And then you're going to be able to sync anything that you do on your iPhone and your iPad is going to automatically appear on your MacBook, assuming that you set up iCloud properly. What I mean by that is that if you open an email on your iPad and then you open up mail on your MacBook, it's all going to be all synced up, which I love because we're all using so many different devices. Accordingly, if you get a text on your phone, you're going to see a text on your on your MacBook. And it's like, oh, and then I don't have to deal with Windows crashing and things like that. You know, it just gives you a really good bang for your buck. And, you know, the MacBook Pro, the 13-inch is $300 more. I don't really see how much more you get in terms of performance. So, you know, something that's going to last you for a while, Gretchen, and it's going to get you from point A to point B, and you're going to be getting your doctorate and afterwards something, even carrying into, you know, the hospitals around San Antonio, or you go to MD Anderson in Houston or whatever, is that I think it's going to really set you up. And thank you for going into oncology, because we need more angels like you, Gretchen. We really, really do. All right. This is fabulous. You're going to love this. This is a digital life hack that whether you're using Apple Maps or Google Maps, you select your destination. And then from there, you can select the date and time that you want to leave and arrive. Then Apple and Google Maps will show you how long the trip is going to take at that future date based upon what traffic conditions are normally like at that particular time of day. So if you haven't found that feature yet, now you will. And you can thank me for it and stay right where you are. We have more of the Kim Komando Show coming up. You don't want to miss. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, how you can totally erase yourself off the internet. And then later on this hour, you're going to love it, how to hear your television at whatever volume that you want to hear it at. And before we go back to all of your great phone calls and that, let's talk about YouTube. Of course, we all know that we have these keyboard secrets, right? Control C to copy, Control P to print, Control V to paste. Now, if you're watching a YouTube video and you need to take a call or somebody walks in the room, instead of just dragging the cursor over to the pause button, because that takes so long, just press the space bar, and that will totally pause the video. To make the video start again, of course, you know this, just press the space bar. Now, a lot of people don't know that there are closed captions or subtitles, and what you want to do is press the letter C on your keyboard to see that. There's also arrow keys. You can rewind the video 5 seconds by pressing the left arrow. If you want to jump ahead, press the right arrow. And then there's also this handy-dandy little three-button menu at the bottom of just about every video. And that's the More menu. And if you tap that, that's where you can actually get transcripts to a video. Yes, you love that. And speaking of YouTube, just a quick reminder to subscribe to my channel. That's over at youtube.com/KimKomando. youtube.com/KimKomando. If you subscribe, well, and every single time we release a new video, you're one of the first folks to get a notification to see it. Once again, that's YouTube.com/KimKomando. Steve in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Hi there, Steve.
Why, hello. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Well, it's wonderful to be on your show. I really love your program. It's great for technologically challenged people. It's very, very good. And I get a lot out of it.
Thank you.
Last week, you just in an offhand comment mentioned that a great many young people cannot read analog clocks. And so I dashed off a story to you, and I thought it was kind of funny. And
oh, yeah, that's right. I read it. You know what? I'd love for you to tell the whole story, because, I mean, did you ever think that there would come a time in your life or my life where we would say, you know, the kids don't know how to read a clock?
No.
They're wondering what those big hands are for, right?
No.
Oh, what's that little sweepy thing that goes around and around and around real fast?
No, it's so much for wristwatches now too. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what this bodes for the future, but it's funny. This is just a funny story. Now, I used to teach high school English, and I was at a faculty meeting years ago, and it's the first time I got wind of this. I had a bunch of teachers who were overwrought, and they had it just dawned on them that it was towards the end of the year, and we were all doing the state testing, and the students were woefully unprepared because they did not know how to read analog clocks. So these teachers were saying, "We need to put digital clocks in the classrooms immediately, anywhere where they're testing. We have to do this. This is something, you know, the most important thing, because we don't want them to feel, you know, any anxiety while they're taking the test." So
poor little pumpkins.
Well, the word snowflakes comes to mind. And
Yes, exactly.
So everyone was in complete agreement except for, you know, me. How typical of that is, I won't tell you. But I said, wait a minute.
A grumpy guy. You're just a grumpy guy.
I am the contrarian in the room almost all the time. And so here I was yet again. And but I have to think I was right this time. I do. I think this was the right approach. I said, hey, folks, come on. we're educators, and we have a deficiency here in education. The first thing, maybe I shouldn't have led off so harshly. I said, does anyone else besides me understand that this is an indictment against us as educators? I mean, we have juniors and seniors who cannot read a clock. This is, it's like, how did this happen?
Somehow we failed them. I think we failed them. I'm not really sure how, but we did.
Somehow we failed them. And that's how I approached it initially. And I said, we're educators. We should solve this problem as educators. Why don't we teach them?
Right.
We still have weeks left before these tests. Why don't we teach them? And this was greeted with a surge of apathy. No one was on board. Nobody cared. And
you, had the scarlet letter on you right there.
nobody agreed with me. And it was, it's just, okay. That's just Steve being a contrarian, I guess, is what they thought. But so I undertook it on myself. Oh, and I should tell you, we immediately got the digital clocks. That's how that.
Good. I'm glad.
But
yeah.
I took it on myself to take about 5 minutes during class time in the next week. And I said to the kids, I said, look, I don't care if you can read a clock. Don't tell me if you can or not. Just pay attention, because I want to make sure that you don't leave this school unable to read a digital or an analog clock.
Yeah, so, I mean, because, you see them at airports,
They all knew.
Did they know?
Well, they did by the time I got through with them, because it's not very difficult. It's not a really difficult thing.
It's not.
Once it's explained to you patiently. And so I didn't test them on it or anything, but I feel pretty secure that those kids who paid attention did learn. And I know that there were kids in that class who did not know how to read an analog clock, although I didn't want to embarrass them. I didn't want to draw any attention to that at all.
And I'm sure that the other teachers were like, I mean, come on, Steve, are we going to teach them how to fold a map next?
It makes you wonder what they are. Exquisitely educated in all kinds of little nuances.
Sure, they are.
And yet, they don't know how to read a damn clock. Now, I don't know. I don't know. But I thought you'd get a kick.
No, a clock. I think a clock. And I enjoyed your story, and that's why I wanted you to tell the story to everybody, because, it's not difficult. Like you said, it just would have taken them 5 minutes. But, maybe what I've learned is that to do positive sandwiches. Okay, so when faced in that situation again, Steve, you can say, I really think that all of you are doing a fabulous job as educators. I don't think that there's anything any one of you could be doing better. I need to learn some things, but I think that everyone here is just fabulous and doing the best job ever. And I can't think of a better team I want to be with. But we're missing one thing. The kids don't know how to read a clock. So with all of your expertise and how wonderful everybody is, and I'm going to give a trophy to everybody just for your participation, is that we're going to teach positive sandwich. See? Positive sandwich.
Well, I know, that's a wonderful approach. And that's why you're universally loved and admired. And I'm,
oh, okay.
I'm,
and you're
I'm
not.
The cranky curmudgeon in the corner of the faculty lounge.
Thanks for sharing your story with us, really. Because, it's an interesting time where the kids are growing up with, everything digital. And, they might be faced with an analog clock, as I mentioned, at the airport or in their workplace or maybe even the county jail. They'll just see an analog clock and they won't know what time it is and what time they get out of jail. They won't be able to say. They won't be able to ask. Steve, again, thank you for calling in. All right, it's time now for our digital privacy tip. And this week is brought to you by Total AV. What a great story. All right, so you want to erase yourself off the internet. You don't want to leave any traces behind. You don't like what you've done. You want to get rid of it all. It's going to be tough. But we have the steps outlined for you over at Commando.com. We're going to start with Facebook. You can lock down your profile. There's a handful of menus to do everything. And then you can delete your account. And you've got 30 days to go back in. But we want you to download a copy of everything just in case. Number two is we're going to get rid of your Instagram account. It's going to delete your profile and account details 1 month to the day that you hit that big old delete button. What about Twitter? It's pretty easy, just like Facebook, another 30 days. But Twitter warns that even some deleted tweets may still appear in on their online searches. Amazon. Okay, you have something called the public profile. I don't know if you know this. Yeah, you do now. It does include your purchases or browsing history, but it includes like your About Me section, your wish list, any pets that you've added, your reviews, good things like that. You're going to want to remove that too. Next, the big dog, Google. Yes, how do we do that? Your searches, your email, your navigation, your photos, your videos, the stream of data, it's just tons. What about everything you said to Google Assistant? What about what you've used with Google Chrome? Each of these has its very own set of steps. You can also blur your pictures on Google Street View if that's what you wanted to do of your house. Six on our list is the people search sites. Wow. There's a lot of them. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty proud to announce that this coming week, every Tuesday, we're going to start something called Opt-Out Tuesday. And so every Tuesday at commando.com is that you're going to find another people search site for you to opt out of. And here we're going to tell you about a few of them. Number seven, yes, DNA kits. You sent off your DNA to 23andMe and maybe somebody else, and you're wondering how to get that back. Well, pretty hard to get it back, but you can say, I don't want you to be using it any time forward. And for links to all of these, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. So if you ever thought, like, I just want to delete myself, or maybe you just want to reduce your footprint on the internet, head over to commando.com, and there's a link at the top of the page that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are, still to come this hour, how to hear your TV at whatever volume you want so you don't annoy and disturb everybody around you. And, of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, you just heard me talk about Opt-Out Tuesday. Yes, a couple of things to tell you about that we have coming on the site. So every Tuesday on the website at commando.com, we're going to tell you about another people search site that you need to opt out of. And so far, I think there's like 42 on the list. It's ridiculous. So again, every Tuesday, hit commando.com. It's Opt-Out Tuesday. We're going to tell you another people search site you need to opt out of. And we're going to give you the steps. And also, if you are a Windows or Mac user and you're looking for some really great tips, head over to commando.com/free guide. Once again, commando.com/free guide. And that's where you get a free guide, an absolute guide to help you out because we're that nice. Yes, we are. Head over to commando.com/free guide to get your free Windows or Mac guide. And back to the phones we go with Tammy in Pueblo, Colorado. Hello there, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I have a question. I have some text messages that I would like to move from my cell phone to my computer. And I've looked at multiple apps, but which one do you trust to use for this? Because I'd like to have them in PDF form.
Okay. Are these legal text messages?
Yes. Will be used for legal purposes,
all
yes.
Right. Okay. All right, good. Because I want to make sure that they retain the date and the timestamp. And if you just take screenshots, number one, that's a major pain in the neck, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. and then you're like, okay, well, I don't have the date and the time here, so how do I make sure that's there? What kind of phone are you using, Tammy?
Currently, I'm on an Android. It's a Samsung Galaxy A02F.
All right, that's good. You know, it's all good. Because it's Android, Samsung, there are a lot of different apps that will help you back up your text messages. But I think the one that I recommend is really the best one. Normally, I like to give two or three and say, hey, you know, you can try them all and you can pick. But I don't think that's really necessary right here. It's called SMS Backup and Restore.
Okay.
And once again, that's SMS Backup and Restore. And what it does, and the reason why I like it, is that it creates a local backup right on your PC as well. It has the messages. It also has call logs if you want that. And you can also do it manually, but if you don't want to do that, if you're going to keep using the phone, you can schedule like recurring backups so you're not sitting there trying to remember, you know, oh, gosh, crap, I better back up those text messages right now. And then you can save the whole thing up into the cloud if you want. And so if you think that somebody may be, you know, looking at your stuff, maybe wanting to delete the PDF file or whatever it may be. I don't know what your circumstances are, is that it makes it really easy to make sure that you have a copy of it, especially if it's for legal purposes, safely stored up in the cloud. It can also restore messages from existing backups. It also includes group messages. You know what I mean? So you see what I'm saying. It does everything. The pictures, the music, the videos, if somebody were to have included that. And again, it's called SMS Backup and Restore. We'll put a link to this over inside the Commando community. What that means is that if you go to commando.com/community, is that that's where I post links to programs because, oh gosh, I hate for you guys and gals to really Google search anything because when you Google search it, I never know where you're going to end up. And then you're going to say, I downloaded the wrong thing, and then I got some malware. And so, again, if you go to commando.com/community. Now, if you're sitting there on iPhone saying, hey, Kim, smarty pants, I'd like to know how to do that too, but use it for my iPhone. Of course, you have iCloud, which really works so well. But if you don't want to use iCloud or if you don't use iCloud and you want something different, iExplorer is a texting app that really does a terrific job too. Once again, that's iExplorer. And you'll find links to that as well. I'll post that inside the Commando community. And in case you're wondering, like, hey, what exactly is the Commando community? It's a way that you can help us support our program. And you support our program and allows us to continue to give you these great things like the free guides and inside the message board. But you also get to watch the show when we do it on Friday. So you get some early access to the show. And you can watch the show and listen to the show before anybody else does, as well as you can get as a podcast, commercial-free, and a webcast. So it's all this bundle when you become a Commando community member. And you can sign up right now. And you get a 30-day free trial, by the way, over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And we've got discounts for seniors and military and service personnel as well. But you can learn all about it over at GetKim.com. All right, coming right back. Hey, you know what? You're watching TV and somebody in the room says, hey, can you turn it down? Are you deaf? I'm tired of hearing Fox News or CNN just 24/7. Yes, I'm Kim Commando, here to bring you some peace to your home. So stay right where you are. Okay, it happens, right? I mean, you're watching TV and maybe your hearing isn't as great as it used to be. It's not your fault. It happens. And maybe not everybody in your home likes your fondness of old Westerns or Route 66 or Fox News or whatever else you got going 24/7, and it's really, really loud. So you can keep the volume loud while you're silencing the critics. How? Yes, let's make sure only you can hear it. Now, if your TV has Bluetooth, you can pair it with a standard Bluetooth headset. The option is usually located inside the TV settings menu. Or you can check your streaming device. Like, for example, the Roku app offers private listening to stream audio to your phone or tablet. And from there, you can use your earbuds or a headset. By the way, the Roku remote actually has a headphone jack on the side. Now, here's a really great option. Wireless gaming headsets. Yes, they are the best. Comfortable, great sound. Just make sure that it has a transmitter, too, so this way you can connect up to the TV. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another hour of the Kim Commando Show coming up that you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, it really does look like this. It's huge. I mean, I'm not really sure how your head is going to be able to support the weight of this thing for longer than just a few minutes. But Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he's always looking out for us. Thank you, Mark. He released a video this past week of him using Meta's new VR headset. It kind of looks like someone strapped a laptop to your face. Seriously. Anyway, in this video, we see Zuckerberg playing with and he's petting a virtual creature that's superimposed onto the real world. Oh, he's so sweet. And then you see someone in VR right in front of you, motivating you to get your fat butt off the couch and exercise. Now, you have to remember, though, that a lot of people say, well, Zuckerberg, Facebook, Meta, where did that come from? Well, they changed the name from Facebook to Meta some time ago. Now, presumably because they never made a decision that's not to encroach on more of our privacy. And on that happy note, welcome once again to America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. You can find us streaming in your favorite radio app, streaming as a podcast, a webcast, 24/7 over at GetKim.com. And of course, on your local radio station, we love you for that. So be sure to send a note or drop something on social media, DM them and say, hey, thank you so much for carrying the Kim Commando Show. It means a lot. And I'd also like to say thank you to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. That's everybody in the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation. I love this. 375,000 American servicemen and women. in 175 countries. And this is the coolest part to me. 200 ships at sea get the Kim Komando Show. Thank you guys and gals for listening. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital. And that number is 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. All right, let's start with five things that have changed recently in consumer tech, things that you need to know about so you don't waste your money on buying old technology or sitting there saying, what am I doing now with this thing or what's going on with this particular company? And we're going to start with Google. Google had their convention, their announcement, and you know, all the companies, big companies have them. And this is Google's. They had theirs this past week. Covered so much ground. Okay. Google Maps has something called Immersive View. Wow. If you haven't seen Immersive View, just Google it, Immersive View, and watch the video. They have this video of London. And so just imagine you go to Google Maps and you are looking for Big Ben or you want to go to Westminster Abbey and you pull up Google Maps and then it shows you like an interactive map, but you are there. These are 3D buildings. Birds are going. And then you can see what the lines are like at Westminster Abbey. And then you can actually go into a restaurant next door, all virtually on the map, so you can see what exactly the restaurant looks like before you stand in line outside. Amazing. I can't wait for that. Now there's Look to Talk. You don't have to say anything. Now you just look at your Nest Hub, and you can just start talking. Quick phrases. This way you don't have to say that hey word anymore. Google Assistant, they say, is going to be more patient. Thank you, Google Assistant. Appreciate that. YouTube's going to get auto-generated chapters, transcriptions, and translations. Google Translate, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're adding 24 more languages. Google Docs, that's what I'm saying, it has a lot. Kind of like a Cliff Notes version you're going to now have. Google Search. And so, for example, you can take a photo of something you need using Google Lens, and then it's going to show you where you can buy it locally. Isn't this just really, truly amazing stuff? Google Messages getting end-to-end encryption. Google Wallet's going to hold your driver's license. And then, of course, Google and privacy. They said, all right, we've got some more things. We've got new ways for you to get rid of ads. We're going to get more virtual cards. And that's basically you're going to get a virtual card when you use Google, when you go to buy something, and then you get another one. And there's some more, I guess you should say, safety features inside Workplace. Okay, now, that was all the software. Okay, now, because we all use Google, here's what's coming in the hardware. Brand new Pixel 6a smartphone, 2 12-megapixel rear cameras, 128 gigs of storage. This one is going to cost $450. Pre-order start in just a couple of months. Then the 7 Pro. The big deal was the Pixel Watch. Okay, because, of course, you got Apple, you got the Apple Watch. Now, what about Google? The Pixel Watch. It's going to look like any other watch out there. And don't forget that they also bought Fitbit, so there's going to be some integration with that. Google SOS now can detect car crashes, falls, and other accidents. That's also coming to Wear OS. And then the mysterious AR glasses are back. Google's back with glasses, yes. Translate features. When somebody's talking, you can just see exactly what they're saying in the glass. You know, it seems like the only thing that Google's now missing is a way to record your bowel movements. Seriously, if they had that, what would they call it? I was thinking like Google Sheets. Three on our list, the end of an era. Oh, so sad. 20 years ago, Apple brought out one of the biggest product lines in history. 20 years ago. Anybody care to guess? Yes, the iPod. That's right. October of 2001, it was released. The world changed. And MP3s already existed, so did MP3 players. But the iPod was the first to hold, here's a little fun fact for you, how many songs did the first iPod hold? Anybody? 1,000 songs. And then, of course, we had the iPhone in 2007. The demand kind of went by the wayside. And now all they have is the iPod Touch, which hasn't changed much in about a decade. It ends with the 7th-gen iPod Touch, which was first released in 2019. And so in case you have an older iPod, in case you're wondering, now might be a really good time to sell it or a really good time to hold it. I was on eBay just looking at some prices, and I saw an iPod Touch for sale with about 20 people watching it for $6,500. Wow. And I have to tell you, I wish I had one to sell, but my old iPod stopped running a long time ago. I mean, I can't even get it to walk, man. Sorry. All right. Number four on our list. What's better than affordable internet? Free internet. That's right. We have the Affordable Connectivity Program, which launched in the beginning of the year as part of this whole $1 trillion infrastructure package. Now, under that, low-income households, you can qualify to get to the $30 knocked off your monthly internet fee. So a new deal was announced this past week, and that monthly internet could be free. That's right. Monday, the White House said 20 internet service providers have agreed to provide discounted service to eligible households. The ISPs include AT&T, Comcast, Frontier, Cox, Spectrum, and Verizon's Fios. They say nearly 50 million American households could take advantage of this. It applies to people at an income at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, or someone who participates in a certain government program, such as the Federal Public Housing Assistance. If you want to know more about this ACP, the Affordability Connectivity Program, and now how to get it for free, we've got a lot of the details and the forms and the links and everything you might need over at commando.com. All right, number five on our list is, I don't know if it really goes together, EV Harley. Harley-Davidson has a spinoff company called LiveWire that builds electric motorcycles. They have a new bike on the way. It's affordable, a middleweight motorcycle called the S2 Del Mar. 80 horsepower, goes 0 to 60 miles per hour in 3.5 seconds or less. It gets about 100 miles on a charge for city driving. And it has Dunlop tires that are good for both paved roads and off-road riding. Now, LiveWire's first electric motorcycle was released this summer of 2019. It has a starting price of just under $30,000. Now, last summer, they released the LiveWire 1 with a starting price of $22,000. Now, this one, the S2 Del Mar, is $15,000. Pre-orders sold out in less than 20 minutes. Now, if you're interested, you can put your names to a wait list. It just is kind of funny to me because, you know, what do you think about when you hear Harley Davidson? You hear like that, I mean, like the growl of that motorcycle, you know, Harley Davidson electric bike. Just maybe there's an app. You need to get an app. So if you have an electric Harley Davidson, I want you to just put an app so it sounds like that throaty, like, when you're driving along. I mean, I tried an electric motorcycle once, but couldn't get it started. I'm not sure if the battery is dead or if the bike was too tired. Oh, I'm on a roll now. Watch out. All right. I heard you laugh. Okay. All right. We're going to be talking about how you can record video on your phone in an emergency. Let's say that something's happening, an assailant's coming, or, I don't know, you're in a protest, or you went to go pick something up at a store and somebody went crazy on you, or it's road rage, whatever it is. And so you need to be able to make that video in a nanosecond without, like, opening your phone, showing your face, typing in your passcode, your passphrase. So what are some ways that you can do this in an instant? And this is like a This is a fun fact that you need to know, and you need to share it with your family members and friends too, especially younger kids. And then still to come this hour, oh, super excited for Brand New or Not True this week. It's going to be really, really hard. I know I say that a lot, but this week I think it's really going to be incredibly difficult. So stay right where you are here with the Kim Komando Show. Okay, I'm sure it's happened to you. It's happened to me, is that you are talking about something and then later on you start seeing ads for it online. You're like, what is Facebook? Are they really listening? Aha, I'm going to be talking more about that. Now, as I mentioned, we have Brand New or Not True. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And how about we start this hour with Mike in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello there, Mike.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking the call. I greatly appreciate it.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, I live in a town that's has a lot of tourist attractions. And I've noticed tourists, they would take their pictures in front of these different attractions and usually one person in front of the picture, there in the picture. And I remember riding my motorcycle to Sturgis one time, and there was a guy along the side of the road, and he's all the bikers. And then you go further down the road, and there would be instructions, a big sign to tell you how to log onto a website to view your picture and purchase it. And I thought that might be a good idea for business here in town. And I've searched all the internet places, and I just cannot find a website that provides that service. And along with that, I was wondering if you had a different idea of how to do this mobile picture tourist business.
Well, you know, it's a great idea, and you're right there, and especially now with Phoenix. Oh my gosh, it is so crowded, isn't it?
Yes,
it's amazing. I mean, and even you know, my son and I were joking recently about like how all these people moved to Phoenix over the last year. And now they're sitting here saying, it's not that hot. It's only 100 degrees. And then it's like, oh, no, wait. Just wait till it gets to be 122. Okay, we're just saying. Just
yeah.
Wait. Just wait a little bit before that. Okay. Well, there are a couple of websites that you can use to do this. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to create – they give you everything that you need. Okay? So you're going to create the website, and then they're going to give you the address, and then they are going to let you upload – your photo.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, you can have them buy things, whether it's a keychain, it's a photo, it's a magnet, whatever it may be. And then they're going to take like 10% of the action, but you don't have to do any of the fulfillment. You don't have to do anything. You're just taking the picture. Okay. So, I mean, if you ever wanted to get into the photography business, I don't think there's been a better time than right now. Because there are these websites that I mentioned, like one that's really been very, very popular is called Smug Mug. Okay. And with Smug Mug is that you can also put like some copyrighted watermark on the photos as well. But you can manage the site on the go. You have unlimited, they say, photo and video uploads. You get stats, SEO. There's private galleries. There's password protected galleries. And so, you know, let's say you take a picture of somebody, I don't know, say at the Botanical Garden, right?
Right.
And I don't know if you'd actually need permission inside the Botanical Garden. That's a whole nother thing. I'm going to let you take care of that.
Okay.
So, but let's say that you're outside Diamondback Stadium, even better yet. Okay. And people are coming out of the game and they're all excited. They're going to the game. They're so excited. And so, you know, you could take their picture because, you know, somebody's going to be taking the picture. And you say, hey, I can take a picture of everybody, you know, for $5 or whatever. And if you don't like the picture, there's no obligation for you to buy it. But here's the card. And then you give them a card and it has your web address and the password to get in there. Now, alternatively, you know, if it was a different scenario, is that maybe what you could do is to actually print the picture on the right there, which there are portable photo printers that you could do that they use, like, for example, at weddings. And that they... You know, that they do it like some of these booths where you can put on like a funny face and glasses and a scarf and, you know, take crazy pictures. And so, but that's totally up to you if you wanted to go that. I would start small and look at Smug Mug, or there's another one called Zenfolio, Smug Mug or Zenfolio. And I'll post links to these over at commando.com. Once again, that's either Zenfolio or Smug Mug, but I think Smug Mug is probably better for you. I think Zenfolio is more for like wedding photographers, and Smug Mug sounds like it might be really up your alley. No pun intended, Mike. And I'll post links to these for everybody over inside the Commando community. That's commando.com/community. And when you're there, hit the link that says Q&A forum. It's always on the left-hand side. Mike, thanks for your call today. Appreciate you getting through. All right. So you need to know how to record video in a complete emergency. When your screen is locked on your iPhone, press and hold the power button on the side. You don't need to open the phone. Just press the camera button on the lower right for about 2 seconds. Hold the shutter, and here's the magic. Photo mode instantly turns into video mode, and a video will start recording. Now, there are so many different Android phones, I can't give steps for everything, but generally, you're going to double tap the power button to bring up the camera app, and then press and hold the shutter button, and that's going to be the magic where you can take a video on your Android phone. All right. We have Brand New or Not True just seconds away. And I'm telling you, if you haven't had your coffee, if you don't have your thinking cap on, you're not going to want to miss latest edition of America's radio game show sensation. All right, it's time now for Brand New or Not True. It is America's favorite radio game show sensation where you can play along at home and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? And this week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Yes, when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very special guest contestant, three gadgets in the tech world. Now, two of these gadgets are completely fake. I made them up. But one is absolutely true that you'll be able to buy, if not now, very soon. Now, you'll notice that there are no product names given in Brand New or Not True because, well, some people cheat. That's right. And they will Google the product names and say, oh, Kim, I'm so smart. I knew exactly which one was the real one. Yes, and they actually sound like that. So we don't have any cheating. So joining us this week, playing Brand New or Not True, is Gary in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Hello there, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Greg, I'm sorry.
It's Greg.
I'm good. So, yes, yeah, so what do you do, Greg, in Lake Havasu?
I'm retired now.
And what did you do before?
I was a piping designer in the petrochemical industry.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so you're super smart, right?
I won't,
you're going to be able to guess,
though. I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. All right, Greg, you ready to start playing? Now, remember, two are fake and one's real.
All right.
I'm going to start with, do you like to camp, Greg?
Not really.
All right. Well, if you're the person that likes to be one with nature and smell the trees and see the night sky, there's a new smart camping tent. The high-tech tent is made of lightweight, water-resistant nylon. You open it up, and built into the fabric is a collection of photovoltaic cells, solar cells. You use it to power your lights and recharge your phone. It also has some small phones for constant air circulation. But this is a really super smart tent. It also has a femtocell. That's a cellular signal extender that really works. So if you have one bar while you're camping from your cellular provider, you might have three bars. Now, your mileage will vary, especially if you're in the mountains. But if you're hanging on the beach in Lake Havasu or other flat areas, it's going to work really well. Because not having any internet when you're in nature and when you're camping is intense. $179. Okay. Ready for product number two?
All right.
Do you snore when you sleep, Greg?
Probably.
Okay, well, then this product is for you because sleep is so important to our bodies. When you don't have enough sleep, you're not motivated to do anything. So we've seen a rise in people who have these CPAP machines by their bedsides. You know, those breathing machines?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like this when you're sleeping.
Right.
Like Darth Vader is right next
right.
to you. Well, now there's a new sleep pillow. It's been formulated and developed for anyone struggling with chronic snoring. It detects, records, and analyzes your snoring. And when it's detected, it's a pillow. And it has airbags on the inside. And so when you're snoring, the airbags inflate. So it repositions your head so you stop snoring.
Hmm.
And they say this will allow for a restful night of sleep. Now, of course, this is a smart pillow. So it has data analysis and feedback. So you can monitor your sleeping patterns and trends for a day, a week, or a month. And this new smart pillow is not the same thing as the new corduroy pillows. I don't know if you've heard about those, because they're really making headlines. $250. And finally, product number three. Oh, why just have a hamster cage that's just a wheel in a cage, right? We need a smart hamster cage. It's a tech upgrade for that runabout habitat. The new smart hamster cage looks like one of those snazzy, colorful plastic cages, has a few wheels and a lookout tower at the top, but this hamster cage has smarts. It gathers data about your pet hamster, how active he is, how he travels on the wheel and goes throughout the cage. And if your hamster is not as active as it normally is, well, it turns on certain mood-boosting lights and hamster-friendly sounds. Now, as a bonus, you can program the smart hamster cage to drop food at scheduled times throughout the day, so you never forget to feed your pet hamster. Now, of course, there's an app that allows you to see how your hamster is moving. Or not, when you're not home. Now, this product is not available yet in the United States. It's only available in Hamsterdam. All right. So, Craig, we have three products. We have product number one. It's up to you to decide which is the real product. Product number one is the smart tent. Product number two is the smart pillow. Product number three is the smart hamster cage. So, the pressure's on, sir. Which one is the real one? And I will tell you, I forgot to tell you that if you guess correctly, you get the much coveted Kim Komando Show fan,
all right,
which everybody wants. So.
I think I'm going to go with the smart tent.
Going to go with the smart tent.
Yep.
Okay. Final answer, Greg? Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what our panel of judges say. Greg in Lake Havasu City, going for the Kim Komando Show fanny pack, has selected the smart tent as the real product.
It finds the optimal sleeping position through an exact algorithm.
Yes.
The patented noise-canceling module.
Yep, it's the pillow.
Really? Wow.
The smart pillow. Yes, it actually won in Consumer Electronics Show just a few months ago. It won one of the innovation awards of the year. So I just, but it only works when you sleep on your back.
That wouldn't work for me.
No, because everybody else sleeps on their side or on their stomachs. And so if you're snoring, and if you sleep on your back, that it might be able to help you. I mean, you know, snoring, it comes easy to me. It does. I mean, I can do it in my sleep. I really can. It's just kind of, that was a joke, Craig. Get it, snoring, so easy, do it in my sleep. Man, tough crowd. You're a tough crowd. All right, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw it in one of your email letters. And I asked a question about if you would consider putting any of your shows or anything on Rumble.
Now, Rumble, you know, Rumble is really interesting to me because think about if you are going to compete against anything, would you want to compete against YouTube, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not feeling like that would be a really good investment of time, effort, energy, and money.
Yeah.
But the guy actually started, I think it was in 2009, and he's got some funding since then. And I think he's got 6.5 million, views. I've done some research on it. And whereby YouTube will show you videos that based upon what you've already seen by these Google algorithms. Mm-hmm. Is that Rumble shows you things like, oh, this is what has been posted lately. Mm-hmm. And or you have to know to go search for somebody.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that Kip, our EVP, came to me and Jeremy about, I don't know, maybe about a month or so ago and says, hey, you know, we ought to put our stuff on Rumble. And so, yes, you can now find us on Rumble.
Oh, cool. I'll look for it.
Just got to search. Yeah, just search for Kim Komando and make sure that you spread the word, right?
Yep.
Share the love.
Mm-hmm.
Share the know-how, good things like that. And even though you didn't choose the smart pillow, let's go ahead and send you the official Kim Komando Show fanny pack
cool.
for being such a great contestant.
<Thank you.
laughs> We appreciate you, Greg, and thanks for being a listener. Thanks for telling everybody about Rumble as well. That's at rumble.com, just like it sounds, rumble.com. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks tip. And this week it's all about how to fix the darn Wi-Fi. How do you get faster speeds already? And this week it's brought to you by one of our great sponsors, Angie. Okay, so your Wi-Fi isn't as great as it should be. And I will tell you, to fix your Wi-Fi, we have pretty much given you nothing short of a book on how to do this. And but it starts with brand new on Komando.com is the router quiz. And so if you're sitting there saying, oh, my router is old, I don't know what to do with it, or do I need a new router? Do I need a mesh router? What kind of router? Is that we put together a quiz. So you just answer a few basic questions, and then we will tell you what is the best router for your home. And so based on square footage, of course. So you're going to have to give us your square footage. But we don't save any of the data, so don't worry about that. We're just going to tell you the right router for you to get. And so head over to Komando.com and the router quiz is right there on the homepage. But you also have to consider other things if you don't need a new router. Is you want to update your router software because routinely the router companies issue firmware updates and it's not like they call you up and say, hey, Greg in Havasu City, I just wanted to let you know that there's a new update. No, they don't do that. It's up to you to go do it. So you want to check, say, every 3 months, at least every 6 months for a new update for your router's firmware. If you're not sure how to get into your router's admin area, we're going to tell you how to do that too. You also might want to change the channel because if you're using 2.4 gigahertz, it's pretty congested. And so we have a free app network analyzer to help you do that. You're also going to look for interference by doing a heat map of where your Wi-Fi is going in your house. And so where is it stopping? Why is it being blocked? And you might be a way around that. You always want to put the kids and guests on their own network and enable what's called QFS, quality of service. We're going to tell you how to do that too. It's a really nifty solution that lets you prioritize your traffic. So you can say to the kids, they won't even know. Just say, if you're on the Xbox, lower quality of service. Mom, dad on Zoom calls, watching TV, higher quality of service. Five, mesh is the word. I mean, it's really hard to beat a mesh network nowadays. And you want to choose the right band. And you might need an upgraded router. And, of course, as I mentioned, we have that router quiz to help you out. So if you're sitting there and you're getting frustrated by your Wi-Fi and you're wondering, what the heck is going on? I want to fix it forever. Well, you've come to the right place. Head over to commando.com with a K, of course, and when you're there, just go ahead and hit the link at the top that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come. Oh, man, it's happened to you. I know what's happening to me. You're sitting there. You're having a conversation about something, and suddenly you go to your Facebook account, and then you're like, dang, wow. Zuck is getting more Zuck bucks because he's listening to every single thing that I say and selling all that to some more advertising companies. I'm going to give you the straight scoop, and we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. Hey, I just want to let you know that I have a daily podcast. That's right. Monday through Friday, you can get Kim Komando Today. Yes, Kim Komando Today. That's why it's called Kim Komando Today, because you get Monday through Friday. And every Friday is a special edition of Kim Komando Today that Allie and Matt join us. And we call that Tech Refresh. So wherever you get your podcast, just search for Komando with a K, of course, and make sure that you subscribe and get Kim Komando Today. Once again, that's Kim Komando Today with a K, of course. Greg in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hello there, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you?
I am trying to get a pre-1940s rotary telephone into the 21st century, and I'm trying to find a way to make it digitally work.
So, wow. So do you have, so it's a pre-19, so is it one of those old black ones?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that's so cool. What makes you want to get it to work?
Well,
nostalgia?
I've gotten it from my dad's old home place. And I, you know, found a company and they refurbished it to where you could work on the little plug-ins. And then I went digital here at the house. And, you know, I'd like to get it where to work now.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? When I saw your question in my inbox, I was like, wow, this is really cool. And then you were so kind to send Marianne some photos of it. That's an amazing phone. I mean, you know, just for a second, could you imagine all the phone calls and the conversations that happened on that phone and what they were talking about?
Oh, yeah, because at my dad's place, they had the layout of the house. They had a long hallway. On one side were all the bedrooms, and on the other side were the living spaces. And they had the phone right in the middle and in the hallway. And that way, because when that ringer goes off, it'll wake a dead. And that's the way they talk. That's the only way they could talk.
Yeah, exactly. And then party lines and people listening in on over the conversations, stuff like that. Yeah, there are some fabulous stories about those days. So when your question came in, I asked John, who's one of our IT geniuses here at the show. I'm like, wow, you know, we have to be able to help Greg from Fayetteville get this phone to work, because how cool would that be? And you have to do like a TikTok video or something, Greg, with this phone. Is that what you're going to do? I'm going to send you a link to this. Is that there's a brand, believe it or not, and the brand is Old Phone Works. That's the brand. And it's not cheap, but it's about a $65 converter that will convert the pulse dialing from this old rotary phone to the DTMF tones that are now used by VOIP equipment, modern equipment. And so I'll post a link to this over at commando.com inside the Komando community. And when it works, I'm telling you, you know what? You would be like the cool guy on TikTok if you could have, you know, maybe next time that we talk, Greg, is that you call me on the old rotary phone from the 1935 phone from your dad's house. And then you record that as a TikTok video and everybody would be like, what? Mind blown. What is going on with that? Yes. Post a link over inside the Komando community. Stay right where you are. It's a creepy scene. Maybe is Facebook really listening to your conversations? The answer is still to come this hour of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder is that if you go to komando.com/free guide for a limited time, we are giving away a Windows guide and a Mac guide. Some shortcuts and tips and tricks and secrets that you're going to want to need to know and you're going to love and use time and time again. It's absolutely free. Head over to komando.com/free guide. Once again, that's komando.com/free guide. All right. It's a creepy scene, isn't it? Immediately after having a private personal conversation, this online ad just pops up and you're like, ooh, dude, where did that come from? From a technical standpoint, Facebook and other apps, they can have full access to your phone's microphone to listen and record everything you say, even if the app is not running. So snooping can easily be done, but let's keep them honest. So what I want you to do is on your iPhone, Open your settings, go into privacy and microphone, and uncheck any apps that have access to your phone's mic. And then on Android, look under settings and applications to stop any apps from tapping into your phone's mic. Because what's happening then is that Facebook may not be listening, but another app is, and then they're selling all that data over to Facebook. So that's why you suddenly are seeing ads for stuff, and you're like, hot tubs? How come I'm seeing an ad for a hot tub? I just talked about that with my wife. Me, it happened to me with hiking in Patagonia. Hey, listen, stay right where you are. Another hour of the show is coming up that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. I can't believe this. Well, I can, but I really don't want to. Listen to this. The U.S. Navy is scraping nine, yes, count them, nine anti-submarine warships that cost $3.2 billion to make. Some are under 3 years old. Why? They're just saying that the technology is already obsolete. Now, these ships were commissioned in 2019 and 2020, and I read that by scraping the $3.2 billion, they're going to save $391 million. I know that math is like way too high level for me to understand. But I do know one thing. Working on a computer is like driving a submarine. The problems start the moment you open Windows. Yes. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Kim Komando Show. Yes, where we talk about all things digital. It's the largest show, your most trusted show. And you can find us streaming on your favorite radio app. We're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast. 24/7, whenever you want, commercial free over at getkim.com. And of course, you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the Kim Komando Show where I always like to tell you about future tech. These are things that are not yet here, but they're coming soon. And if they're not coming soon, they're coming within the near future. Because there's one thing about technology is, and I even use it in our own company, is a saying, like, if you don't innovate, you evaporate. And who do you think is one of the biggest innovators right now? Okay. Yes, it's Elon Musk. And you know that he's got space on his mind, and he's got the boring company with the tunnels, and of course, Tesla, and whether or not he's going to buy Twitter and what he's going to be doing with that. Well, there's also a company called Neuralink that was co-founded by Elon Musk. And they've been working on a brain implant that can wirelessly interface with computers. And they've been working on this for years. Now, they've already been testing these brain implants on monkeys. And Musk says that they're going to transition to human trials by the end of this year. But then again, it seems like he says that every year. But human trials are actually underway, but not with Neuralink brain implants. There's a Brooklyn-based competitor of his called Synchron, and it has something called the Stentro. Don't worry about that. It's about the size of a paperclip, and it's implanted through the jugular vein into the brain's motor cortex. This stuff is really happening, and it's really meant to help those suffering from paralysis, and it transmits signals from the brain through the implant to a computer so that that person can do some shopping online or send text messages, receive text messages. Now there's an FDA-supervised clinical trial called COMMAND. It's underway here in the U.S., and it's being tested on six patients suffering from severe paralysis in New York and Pennsylvania. So to be fair, Elon Musk's brain implant is different. It's designed to treat neurological disorders and spinal injuries. But really, with Elon Musk and behind it, I really think that maybe this year truly might be his year. Number two, we're going to fly. Yes, fly through airport security. If you don't have TSA PreCheck, you know what a bummer it is. You got to take off your belt and shoes, take your laptop out, walk through the scanner. There's a new company called Delaware North, and they operate the restaurants and retail stores in various airports, so they make a lot of money there. They came out and said, you know what, here's what we expect airports to look like in 2038. You're going to arrive to fly. You can go to any part of the terminal hassle-free. No more checkpoints, no more delays, no more pre-check, global cards, anything like that. you're actually going to be able to go inside and walk the person who you're dropping off at the airport right to the gate. Remember, you used to be able to do that. And it's all because of biometrics. You're not going to see it, but we're all going to be under constant surveillance with scanners, facial recognition cameras. A lot of people say, hey, you know, this is about privacy. What are you going to be doing it? You know, Delta already has biometric terminals using facial rec in Atlanta and Detroit and other airports and airliners in the U.S. They're now getting on board, too. The world's busiest international airport is in Dubai, and it actually ditches boarding passes and just scans your eyes instead, just like the movie Minority Report. And soon, you know, all these tools will just be hiding in plain sight. Yes, at the airports. Yeah, the plain airport. Okay. Number three, just when you got a handle on Wi-Fi, they're changing it again. That's right. Wi-Fi 6E support, WP3 security. Yes, you're like, I am totally set. Well, guess what's on the road? W7. Yes, Wi-Fi 7. And they're fast. The Wi-Fi Alliance, that's the company that puts all these regulations together. They say that it's going to have speeds of at least 30 gigabits per second. Qualcomm, they say it could even top 33 gigs per second. For reference, Wi-Fi 6 is like just under 10 gigs per second. So we're going to be tripling the speed of your Wi-Fi. So before you drop all that money, some things you might want to consider. It doesn't really matter whether it's 30 or 33 gigs. Your ISP is going to have to be able to offer that too. Secondly, there are no Wi-Fi 7 compatible devices. So if you have a phone, a laptop, whatever, and you're trying a smart TV, trying to get on Wi-Fi 7, it's going to be like, it's going to choke. It's not going to even work. So, and if all this was a TV show, you could call it Router Limits. That was actually really good. Number four, Samsung. You know, and cameras. Do you remember when you'd buy a digital camera years ago and you'd say, wow, it's a 2 megapixel, it's a 4, it's a 6, it's an 8 megapixel, 16, 12 megapixel camera. Okay. Now iPhones, Google Pixel, Samsung Galaxy phones, it always seems like one's trying to outdo the other. Samsung showed off its first 200 megapixel image sensor. And they say it's now in the final stages of development. That means a 200 megapixel sensor is going to show up in the Galaxy S23 Ultra. Just so you know, the Samsung phones already have 108 megapixel sensors. Now, for reference, the iPhone 13 Pro Max, how many megapixels? How many do you think? Okay, Samsung, 108. iPhones, well, 12. That's it, just 12. But even if your phone's between 12 and 16, it's going to take photos. You can print 11 by 14, even larger. Now, this 108 or even the upcoming 200 megapixel, what you're going to really notice is that they're just going to be taking up a lot more space. So unless you're taking photos for these massive billboards that you see along highways, it's really not necessary. So these days, the number of megapixels is less important than the lens quality and other sensors. That's important to spend that kind of money for just a megapixel explosion on your phone. It's just, I don't know, it's just a waste. I shudder at the thought of you doing that. And finally, number five. Hey, Mom, I want to go to space school. Oh, sure you do, honey. You're so cute. Okay. We have all these private aerospace companies, missions, billionaire rockets. The space race is totally back. So everybody's putting their money on future space travel. And gosh, you know, I wish that I'm going to be able to do that one day. I just think that would be so much fun. What a kick. So now we have a group of astronauts, engineers. They are now planning a new space flight campus college called Star Harbor. That's right. They say Star Harbor Academy is meant to train future astronauts and state-of-the-art facilities, land-based. And then they're also going to have underwater habitats, high-gravity centrifuges, microgravity flights, hyperbaric chambers, and more. I mean, it's the kind of stuff you only find in a few places around the world, like these government-run NASA facilities. They say this is going to open the door for more training opportunities for private companies, universities, startups, you name it. This is really fascinating to me that the group behind Star Harbor just spent $25 million on 53 acres of land in Lone Tree, Colorado. I know you're sitting there, Lone Tree, Colorado. Where is that? It's on the south side of Denver. They estimate the development cost to be about $120 million, and they plan to open the campus in 2026. And, of course, between now and then, they're going to have to plan it pretty well. All right, speaking of photos and megapixels, I got a great tip that you're going to want to use time and time again coming up in just a few moments. And later on this hour, you know, I get this question a lot, you know, how can I get into podcasting? I mean, I listen to podcasts. What if I wanted to start my own podcast? How difficult would it be? Well, that answer's still to come. We have more of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder that if you ever have a question for me, I love to read your notes. And the best and the easiest way for me to keep track of them all is not all through social media on Facebook.com/Kim Komando, Instagram.com/Kim Komando, Twitter.com/, I know it goes crazy. Just head over to the website. That's KOMANDO.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim, and I read every single note that you send. Moments away from a great photo tip in order for you to take the best shots. And how about we start with Wayne in gorgeous Napa, California. Hello there, Wayne.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm really great. I'm so happy to hear from you. And how can I help you out?
Thank you very much for taking my call. Yeah, so I'm a big fan. I have been for years. I've got about 150 8mm tapes, all three formats, 8mm, high 8, and digital 8. And I want to get them in my Mac. I have a device by Sony that, you know, will play them. It's a little VCR. But
okay,
I want to use, I don't want to use RCA. I want to use the iLink, and that's my problem. I just don't know how to get it into my Mac.
Okay, so now, so do you have the ability to get the high 8, the 8mm, and the digital 8 tapes? Can you play them? You said it was like a VCR type of gadget?
Yeah, it's a little Sony device from the 80s or 90s. Has a little screen on it. Works great, believe it or not. You know, I can see. It's a little VCR, basically.
Well, that's really fantastic. What I was thinking of, I don't know if it's going to work with that because we're going to be mixing old tech with other old tech and then trying to get it in. What I would, because I'm not familiar with this thing from the 80s or 90s. So let me tell you how I would do it. Let me take that out of the picture. Okay. Is that there are these gadgets that do HDMI out and it has AV input. It might work and you can buy it on Amazon and then, you know, they always give you like a timer. You can try it. And if it doesn't work, you can send it back. But it's a media converter, and it goes all across the board. I mean, it will even burn DVDs and CDs if you really wanted to. It's like this all-in-one gadget,
wow.
And it can save media to SD, USB drives, and then you can connect this right up to your Mac, or you can connect it up to your TV. So maybe that's how you do it, actually, now that I think about it, is that if you can play this off the VCR, you can connect this up to your TV, and then you can save it onto a memory card, and then you can get that memory card into your Mac.
Perfect.
Okay. So that might be that might actually be a way that you could use that.
Okay.
And if you don't have the camcorder, if for some reason this doesn't work, and you're like, oh, darn it, you know, I knew I shouldn't have thrown away my high 8 camcorder.
Yeah.
Is that there are people who are selling them, yes, on there are people who are selling them on eBay. And you can also pick them up at Goodwill. And don't forget Goodwill.com. You can shop online there. And so that might be a way. And that's what's happening now is people are taking all these old cameras and even slide projectors, and they're using them to convert everything. And then they pop them right back on eBay to sell
them. Right, that's perfect.
And then they make the money back. So this thing's called a Wolverine Transmedia Converter. Sounds pretty intense, doesn't it? I'm going to post a link to it over inside the Komando community. Now, a bug in my ear tells me that you and I know each other.
Yeah, I worked for a very large computer company in the 80s in Los Angeles. You covered a Phoenix account in aerospace, and I covered one in Long Beach.
Oh, okay. Those are my Honeywell
days.
Right.
I covered McDonnell Douglas, or soon to be Boeing. That's right. I remember you well, man. We
yeah,
were
that's right.
together, and yeah, I remember you well.
Was I nice?
You were.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I mean, just want to make sure. Like, you know, even then, you know. Now, that was, you know what? I was never a good corporate bunny. Yeah. I made my quota and I did my numbers, but I never was the one that was like, I mean, I remember when my manager at Unisys put on my performance review that I dressed like I was going to a cocktail party every day. And then I had a manager, and this is a true story. I went to go work for this guy. And then in the performance review with HR, he said, she says my name in an offensive manner. Okay. And I said, what do you mean, dick?
Oh, there you go.
So I think at that point it was time for me to turn in my corporate card and start my own gig, which I did, which turned into the Kim Komando Show, which just goes to show you that here in America, anybody can make their ideas work as long as you work hard at it. And boy, do I still even work hard. All right, listen, you want to stay where you are. Hey, Wayne, thanks for the call. Post that inside the Komando community. And still to come, we're going to be talking about a little crypto news. What the heck is going on here on the Kim Komando Show? All right, let's talk about your photos and what you're doing. One of the easiest and best ways to improve your photos is to turn on the camera's grid lines. It's kind of like training wheels. But you're going to see a series of lines on the screen on your smartphone's camera. They're based on, of course, the rule of thirds. Now, the whole idea is that an image should be broken down into thirds, both horizontally and vertically. So you have 9 parts in total. Now, here's the deal. If you place points of interest along the lines, your photo is going to be more balanced. It's going to be level, and viewers are going to interact with it, and they're going to see it more naturally. So on your iPhone, just go into your phone settings and then switch the grid on, the same thing on your Android device. Okay, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about how you, too, can get into podcasting with some quick tips. And right now, we're going to be talking with our amazing content queen over at Komando.com and our very own crypto gal, Allie Seligman. And speaking of crypto, Allie, what a crazy week. What a crazy time it's been for crypto.
This is one of those moments where even if you don't know much about cryptocurrency, you've probably heard, read, seen just how bad things are right now.
I mean, like, you know, like billionaires are now millionaires.
Yes, indeed. Millionaires, right? Are no longer anything. Yeah.
Yes. And people like me who had not very much are like going like, well, I was going to lose on Vegas on the crop line anyway, which is kind of where it was.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm still going to hold on to mine. But I have to tell you, you don't want to come to me for financial advice. Okay. Because years ago, I bought GoPro. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was like soaring high. It was like $60, $70 a share. And I'm like, wow, this is really great. And I bought it for like, I don't know, $5 a share. I was like, this is going to be great. This is going to be terrific. Okay. And Bob calls me, says, you know, I know you're holding this in your own stuff, but you should probably sell. I'm like, no, it's going, man. It's going to like $120 a share. I think it's like $5 a share. I'm still holding it.
Well,
I'm holding out hope.
Maybe you kind of evened out. You're where you started. And you know what? A lot of people are in crypto.
Probably.
Or a lot of people in crypto are in the same exact boat as you are with that GoPro, right? The same thing happened.
So, what happened?
Yeah,
what really happened this past
week? You know, the
week?
Overall ecosystem. So right now, all of cryptocurrency is valued at about $1.2 trillion. If we look back in November, that number was $2.9 trillion. So the whole market down more than half. Bitcoin down more than half. And these are the headlines you're seeing, right? Things are crazy. Well, why is it so rough out there? In general, crypto follows the stock market and, you know, the rest of the economy. The markets are down. Commodities are down. Tech stocks are down bad, which... You know, crypto and tech stocks, they really go together as volatile assets. Crypto even more. And a lot of crypto has absolutely plummeted. Well, the biggest example of that, you mentioned this in hour one, Kim, is a cryptocurrency called Luna. Luna is on a blockchain called Terra, just like, you know, Ethereum is a blockchain. The coin there is called Ether. In this case, we've got Terra and we've got the Luna coin. Well, Luna hit an all-time high back in the fall, about $120. It's a lot of money, right? $40 billion invested in Luna. A ton of money. This was right behind Bitcoin and Ethereum and a couple of the stable coins. Well, cut to now, Luna is below a cent.
Okay, but why did it do such a... I mean, you can talk about inflation and gas prices and home prices and everything like that.
Yeah.
But why now? Why
For Terra and for Luna, it was really kind of this snowball effect that all started with its stablecoin, UST. So this is supposed to stay at $1. It's pegged to the dollar. There are some theories. It could have been someone getting scared and selling off a lot of UST. It could have been someone doing it on purpose to make money. It could have been someone doing it on purpose to tank the ecosystem. That's a popular theory right now. Whatever actually happened, someone sold off a ton. It lost its peg to the dollar. And then the cycle started where everything started going down and down. At one point, UST got down to 29 cents. Remember, it's supposed to be at a dollar. And it has this direct correlation with the Luna coin. And so as things started going badly for UST, Luna comes down. And now we have this whole ecosystem that was $40 billion that now has about $1 billion in value. It is, for all intents and purposes, I can't quite say it's dead yet because who knows, it could come back. But, you know, they did shut down transactions. You can't even do anything on the blockchain right now. It's all shut down.
Wow. That's crazy. Now, what did I do? Did you read what Mark Cuban said, that it was, it reminded him, if you haven't read it, it was kind of interesting. As he said, it just reminded him of like the beginning days of the internet and e-commerce. When I'll tell you, like the beginning days, I'll never forget, this guy called me up and he said, "Kim, I own mall.com. And I don't even know what it is today. Maybe it's even a porno site, so don't go there. But he said, you know, I own this website and I just got like $200 million. And I'm wondering if I could advertise it on your show." Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that would be a wise investment on your part. So do you think it is kind of like that?
I've also seen it called kind of a Lehman Brothers moment in crypto. And especially all these people saying, "Hey, I trusted this, you know, Terra and Luna, and I put all of my money into it, and now it's gone." I just read someone found out where the founder lived, broke into the apartment building, and went and knocked on the door. His wife answered, and they're saying, like, "Where is he? Where's your husband?" And so now their family's under protection. So, yeah, it's a pretty frightening thing. You know, when we talk about these big swings in crypto, and especially, like, an entire chain kind of collapsing like this, we're really talking about people losing a ton of money. Like, I'm sure that person who went to the door. Full disclosure, I lost a lot of money in Luna and the rest of my crypto holdings. For me, I can rest a little easier knowing, okay, I'm in it for the technology. This was money that I thought of as money I'm willing to lose. But think about the people that didn't think of it like that. They put their entire life savings, all of their money in it. You know, if you go, like you had said before, if you go to the subreddit for the Terra ecosystem, it is a grim place to be right now. You know, one of the top posts, somebody said, "I lost $450,000. I'm going to lose my home soon." He's not alone. There was another person who said, "Okay, I was going to sell when Luna was at $100, but I wanted to see if we could get enough for a down payment on a house." And they lost $17,000. That was all their money.
Wow. Yeah. It reminds me, like, just a couple of weeks ago, the guy called the show and he lost, and he did say it was his retirement. So he had all his retirement in Bitcoin. $107,000. Well, he got it wiped out by malware. That really, if it was still sitting there today, it would have been wiped out anyway.
Yeah, a lot of it would be. I mean, you know, this is why we always say don't invest what you can't afford to lose. You really should see it. If you are doing it as a way to make money, you really should see it as a bet. You should see it as gambling. As a lot of these people will tell you, and kind of like your story with GoPro, right? It's hard when you think, well, if I just hold on, it might get there. And then you might ride it to the bottom.
Okay. So this is just, I'm not asking for a friend, I'm asking for me. So if you had $1,000 in Ethereum that you just bought and it just went down, would you hold it?
I'd hold Ethereum. I would leave it there. I think Bitcoin, Ethereum, I think those ones, I don't think crypto's dead, right? That's the question kind of floating around. Is crypto dead? Is this the beginning of the end? I don't think so. For a few reasons. I think the technology behind it, there are still so many smart people building things on blockchain technology that I think really will change the way we interact with everything that we do. So it's a long picture, right? If it's just, am I going to make back that $1,000 quickly? I don't know. But if you're willing to just let it sit there, I think you should.
Now, what about NFTs?
Oh, NFTs. They are also losing value, as you can imagine. Some of the biggest ones, you know, Bored Ape Yacht Club, CryptoPunks, they have fallen in value, I think, 25 and 15%, respectively. But remember, too, the price of Ethereum, which those are on, has come down. So it's even more than that, you know, if we actually average it out.
Wow.
Those are something, too. You know, I think they'll fluctuate. I think as interest comes back up, they could come back up a bit.
Did you see Madonna's NFTs?
I didn't. Is this a joke? Are you serious?
No, this is true. Yeah. You're like, okay, where is she going with this? No, just Google Madonna NFTs. And it's, you know, now Madonna's, you know, she's 65, yeah. I think. You know, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong against a 65-year-old woman releasing NFTs where she looks like a 19-year-old porno star. But it just is something like decorum, you know, and
you know,
respect.
She's got her stick, Kim. And she's got her stick.
That is true. Well, she knows she is dating a 27-year-old.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so you asked about that $100 or $1,000 in Ethereum, right? Money you had already invested.
Yes.
I think the other question that comes up is, should I invest now because everything is so slow? Yeah, exactly.
The price is low, right?
So you get things essentially while it's on sale. Yes. This time around, though, be careful. There is potentially a recession looming. If you lost a lot of money already, maybe you don't have any more money to invest in it, so don't do anything silly. Reminds me of another phrase, don't try to catch a falling knife, which means buy it when it's fully, you know, at the bottom, fully bottomed out. How can we know, though? It's a guessing game. You know, none of us can actually say, all right, this is the bottom. This is when we should, you know, buy. So you just have to make your best guess. Be smart with your money.
Now, I did see a conspiracy theory about this, that the U.S. government was actually behind all this because they are releasing their own digital dollar.
Yes, which...
And to clear out, get rid of all the mess that's going on. They said, okay, we need to get rid of it and bottom it out so we can come out with our own digital
dollar. Yeah, there are some theories that, you know, the big major investment firms, they had something to do with it and... There are all kinds of theories. Who knows if we'll ever actually know what happened, but we do know that Terra, so long, you had a good run. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. And the bottom line here is it probably not just in Coinbase? What do you think about if somebody had their money in Robinhood?
My thought in general is you should self-custody your money. You should. So that's what you did, Kim, right? You had your money in Coinbase.
Right.
Coinbase came out and said, hey, if we go bankrupt, your money might disappear. And so you got it into a place where you fully control it. I think that's the best way to go. The one caveat there, we've talked about this before on the Tech Refresh podcast, which you should listen to because we do a crypto section every single week. You need to really be careful with your seed phrase when you set up your wallet. That's essentially a big password, a list of words that you have to remember.
12 words
yes,
that you should
exactly.
remember.
So if you keep care of those, yes, I think you should self-custody your money. If you don't trust yourself, you're probably better off just leaving it in an exchange.
All right. See, all this time I thought you were going to be elevated to the crypto queen, but we're back to the gal, Al. I'm just saying, just, you know, till it goes up and up and up and up and up. But thanks for, you know, giving us your insight and sharing with us, you know, exactly what the heck's going on, because it does get... it does get rather confusing. I mean, because you see the headlines and, you know, read Roger, Fox or CNN or wherever you go get your news, is that it's all in red letters that Bitcoin's dead, you know. But, you know, is it really dead and what's to come? And, of course, Allie will always keep us up to date.
Yes, indeed, I will.
Right? Because she's now the crypto gal, the official crypto gal over at Commando.com. Thanks, Allie. All right, it's time now to do a great tip, and we're going to talk about iDrive, because on our recent article over at Wired.com, the author mentioned how he lost his data three different times. Wow. Talk about bad luck, Charlie. The worst is when he lost the 80-page novel he was writing. Jeez, poor guy. Losing all that work must have been devastating. Don't let it happen to you. It just goes to show how important it is to have comprehensive service that can back up and protect your data across all of your devices. And for that, I recommend iDrive's award-winning safe and secure cloud backup. It's easy to use, it's affordable, and includes generous backup space, so you just have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. And I love that I can automate backups and never have to worry about running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month, and when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you're going to get 90% off of the first year. Just go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, so maybe you listen to podcasts, and you think to yourself, I could do that. I've got something to talk about. I'm intently interesting. All right, you need a good idea, a great idea. You need a decent voice, and of course, you need the right tools. So what I want you to do first is to listen to as many podcasts to get an idea of how they work. How is yours going to be different from the rest? How's it going to stand out? Start with a topic you know, then you need the right gear. You need a mic, solid headphones, and editing software. You might need an inexpensive mixer, comes in handy if you have guests. And then you can use free hosting sites like Buzzsprout, Anchor, Podbean, even Spotify. And then for inspiration, of course, make sure that you get my podcast, Kim Komando Today. We've got links to all of these that you can buy over at Amazon.com, at Komando.com. Still to come this hour, we have some great calls that you don't want to miss, as well as later on, how to delete accounts you no longer use the fast and easy way here on the Kim Komando Show. Back to the phones we go with Jeff in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome. What's going on?
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I have a family domain that is currently registered with GoDaddy, but we have had it, the DNS services and email services and everything have been provided through Google's G Suite. The G Suite...
That is ending.
Yes, is ending next month. Mm. And so, you know, we haven't had to pay for email services and stuff like that using our domain name. But we have also been using the Google Drive and the Google Apps for Word and Excel and the similar tools and stuff like that. Plus, we have just a ton of files, photos, and things like that stored.
Wow, and, you got a lot.
Yeah, and so we don't want to – I'm looking for options to transition because I don't want to go to Google Workspace. Basically, when I talked with one of their folks, they are saying, well, we're doing this, among other reasons, to – because it's supposed to be used for business purposes. And, you know, if you want to keep using this, you're going to be paying $5 a month per email account. And I'm just like going,
Which, you know, yeah, which I mean, that can actually add up. I mean, you're not the only one who has this concern. You know, Jeremy is one of our IT geniuses over at Komando.com.
Okay.
And he found that Name, and I'm going to give you the, we'll give you the link, but there's a company called Namecheap.
Okay.
And you can get email with your domain, 10 accounts is going to be under $10 a month.
Okay.
But it doesn't have all the features that you need and you've been getting for free from Google's G Suite. But it is a way to start. We're going to write more about this over at Komando.com. But if you just want to now port over the email addresses, or we probably have time to put together a comprehensive tip for you before it ends. But in case you want to check that out, we'll put a link to it over at Komando.com inside the community. Just hit the Q&A forum. And we're going to keep doing some more research on this because I know a lot of folks are like you that are wondering like, oof, now what do I do? Jeff, thank you so much for your call. Still to come, how to delete counts the easy way here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder that you can get a free Windows and Mac guide. Yes, some free tips, tricks, and secrets by heading over to Komando.com/free guide. Once again, that's Komando.com/free guide. All right, so you have all these different accounts, and you're wondering, like, how can I delete the accounts that I no longer use? You can go and go to each place. You can make a list of all the accounts, and then you need to get to work. Now, there is one site that comes in really handy. It's called justdelete.me, justdelete.me. It's a directory of links to get rid of hundreds of various accounts. Once again, the address is justdelete.me. But again, you do need to start with a list of all the accounts that you have that you want to remove. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can always find me 24/7 over at our website. That's KONANDO.com.